Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Every once in a while, a trip up the Ufdabahn gets me thinking about our lives since we moved to this side of the Great River in July of 2009. Everything changed when we bought Ellabella Farm, where we lived, how we lived, who we would meet, everything. We live in Viroqua now. The farm has passed on to younger hands, excellent hands for the future of that beautiful piece of land. That only reinforces the notion that my view of the world changed dramatically 13 years ago. As we drove up 1461 to La Crosse the other day, we passed my friend, the stick man, for the umpteenth time, and I forgot to wave back at him. It was dark and rainy, and my mind was on the road. You know Stickman, right? He stands halfway up a tower, behind the fence of a storage facility, just before you get to that always closed wayside. He's a plywood cutout, painted black. He has a broom in one hand and is frozen in a perpetual greeting to motorists who pass him by. Pass him by the hundreds every day. He waves at all of us. From the very first time we passed him all those years ago, I have felt it my duty to return his salutation. It seemed only right. Mom taught us to be polite to everyone and especially careful to acknowledge the folks who were so nice to us. Stickman is one of those folks, always watching as we pass. He never fails to wave. So I wave back, every time, maybe 1,000 times over the years. Stickman is the most static figure in our lives. Everyone else we have met here in the Driftless is everything but static. Now, I won't talk about individuals in this piece because I'm afraid I'll leave someone out. I will instead consider the groups of folks, collections of delightful friends and acquaintances, distinguished by what keeps them busy. The farmers of the Coulee region are its backbone, I think. They are the bedrock and the brook. They feed us and they keep the land landed. Keep it where it should be under sod and crops and hoop houses and old tobacco barns. They are the people of chores, steadfast in managing a routine that can reduce city folk to jelly. As focused on maintenance as they are some of the most creative engineers on the planet. Keeping the world going with baling wire and a hammer, they can fix anything. They took us in at the farmer's market, showed us the ropes, and made us welcome. I will remember those early morning Saturday smiles forever. Then it was my great fortune to fall in with the Kickapoo Free Press and WDRT Community Radio at just about the same time. Well, that makes sense, of course. I wanted to write and I wanted to talk to people. Each of those institutions offered a platform, support, and a home for me. Where else could one report the crime blotter in rhyming couplets? Where else could I interview hundreds of our friends and neighbors? All of it made so much easier by a brilliant publisher and a genius radio partner. How many musicians do you know? Really, how many? Think about all the music we get to hear. Think about all the exceptional songwriters, players, and singers who get to share their work with us. I remember talking to a member of the Ponsatelli Trio that had just completed its sold-out show at the Arc. He noticed early on in the first set that the house was wrapped in the music, that folks were really listening. Then he told me that nothing means more to a player. It happened here. He got listened to. We are awash in fascinating, brilliant, beguiling children. Mary and I were lucky to see a tiny slice of the whole, 13 kids to be precise, every week at the Pleasant Ridge Library. I met so many more kids in my time at the co-op. There are 4-H champions and poets and fiddlers. We make great children here. Spring is just up the road now. And Stickman knows that it's the right time, as the days get warmer and the nights grow shorter, to consider just how lovely our little corner of the world really is.